Hello, Exile. If you're hearing this, you're listening to the Still Sane podcast on Spotify, Apple, or another podcasting service. If you're doing that, I'm missing out on some YouTube goodness, some juiciness to the YouTube channel, which is the primary way of growing this whole ordeal. So if you'd like, if you really enjoy the podcast, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify. Give it 5 stars, give it 4 stars, whatever. It'll help boost my reach there and hopefully encourage me to continue to post there and grow my presence on these podcasting platforms. Yes, it does cost a decent chunk of money to post these onto them. I know it's shocking, but it is true. All right, enjoy the podcast. Thanks, Exiles. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Still Sane Pod. Tonight, I am sitting down with the esteemed Palsteron to talk all things Path of Exile 2, some Path of Exile 1, maybe some other ARPGs sprinkled in there as well, because this man is an absolute blaster, a grinder. He's touching all those ARPGs. I saw you last were in Torchlight Infinite, at least on your YouTube channel.
Oh, no.
Do you have opinions on everything, man? I need to get your opinions on that season. I saw some of the spicy, like saucy cover art for it. You know, they were really trying to pull people in a special sort of way. Man. I saw, was it Jungrown? Like, oh yeah, yeah, this is good. I saw his tweet on their Twitter post.
Yeah.
Anyway, before we get into all that, man, first, how you doing today? It's been a while since I've seen you like post a YouTube video. I don't know if you've been streaming as of late, but how you doing?
I just had a vacation for 2 weeks, so I wasn't doing anything really. And before that, I was playing The Void that is Torchlight Infinite. And before that, I was playing Last Epoch. So yeah, we can talk about all of that. And before that, I was playing Period 2. So yeah, I just reset a little bit before new PoE1 league comes out. Started streaming today again, PoE1. So yeah, coming
awesome.
Back now.
Are you playing like a private league in PoE1 right now, or just doing like a back to basics, starting fresh, and like I don't know, Settlers 20? I don't know.
I made a private league, but it's just so I can run fresh 2 Watchstones, right?
Okay.
Without having to make a new account. Yeah. So.
Okay. Sweet.
It's vanilla Settlers.
Oh, beautiful. Now, I guess a quick PoE1 question first before we maybe get into some PoE2 stuff. Do you think Settlers is going core in 3.26?
I think the vendor is going core. I think some of the functionality is going core, but it's way too all-encompassing to be in the game still. Yeah. Like, you're not going to level up a city. I don't believe that.
Okay.
Gold's going to 100% stay, though. Yeah.
Gold, the currency exchange. Do you think, like, recombination in some form with Isla?
We'll have to see.
Oh.
But there's a good chance recombination stays and the vendors stay.
Yeah.
But I don't think enchants are going to stay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, some of those are really busted. My goodness gracious.
They're too strong.
Yeah, I remember some crazy ghost builds. Ghost builds, some leveling builds. It's been a while. 11 months, man.
It's been a while, yeah.
It's been a while. For like sure. That, it feels like a lifetime ago.
But, like, yeah. I don't know. Filthy PoE1 players want content again. I don't know if you heard. I don't know.
Path of Exile 1 players want content? No
they
way.
They want content. It's crazy.
No,
it's wild,
it's
man.
So crazy. How about we hop? Actually, you
they're
know
so entitled, right? It's like insane.
Let's screw the PoE2 talk. Let's hop right into that. Okay. The Path of Exile 1 players. Okay. I think there's been a little bit of a war going on. Let's see. How to approach this? Like, without all guns blazing. Obviously, Path of Exile 1 players are in the literal shittiest position you can imagine themselves in. Like, if Path of Exile 1 is your favorite game, this has been the worst 11 months for you, honestly. Like, I don't think anyone can deny that. Like, and I feel like this might be lost in some conversations, including, like, when I talk about it. I think we talked in private a little bit, where it's almost assumed at this point that, yeah, you guys have been completely effed over. This has been acknowledged, and then so people like it like fades from conversation and people don't bring it up. So when they're talking about kind of what you said, like, oh, you know, they just want their league and they're, you know, treating PoE2 unfairly because, well, we don't need to get into all that, it's actually a lot deeper than that, because it does suck. It's like Guild Wars 2 was like my favorite game, and it went into maintenance mode. I was so pissed, pal. So I totally get it, because PoE2 isn't the game that, you know, you and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but many people want right now. But PoE1 is like crack. It is the perfect game. So why don't you, how has it made you feel the past little while? You not having content?
I think it's not very deep. So I actually initially had no expectations for PoE 2 from everything I've seen. I was like, oh, this is going to be a mess and it's going to get good in like 2 years from the get-go, right? So that was not an issue for me. That's not an issue. I mean, it sounds extreme, but it's really not an issue. The problem was that at the same time, I didn't have PoE 1 to kind of keep me at bay for now. And that is literally it for me. Like, that's where it stops for me personally. Yeah. I don't know about other people, but yeah, if PoE 1 would have just continued, or at least like semi-continued, that would have been it, basically. I feel like a lot of people think that way.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And I think there are two things that I think GGG made the biggest mistakes on, and it's, I do think number one is the whole Path of Exile 1 situation. I think that was a big miscalculation on their front, not at least like doing at a smaller league and smaller in PoE 1 terms. I mean, they can still do a lot with a really tight team, right? And then two, it's stopping the balance patches with PoE 2. I don't think it's a stretch to say, like you said, if there were just like a mini like breach style league in between like now and the launch of PoE 2 early access, I think everything would be like way better. And I feel like the best thing to happen for PoE 2 right now is like for PoE 1 to be on a better track.
It's also interesting because they immediately backtracked, right, and made Freesia. And I mean, Freesia doesn't get mentioned all that much. I don't know if you played Freesia at all.
I did. But I played to level 80 hardcore. Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great league. You probably didn't play too much around with idols then, right? But
No. They were so cool, amazing. Though.
Yeah, it was an amazing idea. It's nothing that probably fits into main game. Descendancies were kind of like obviously unfinished, right? They just threw it kind of in there, but it was still fun. It just kind of goes to show you how little you actually need to make a good PoE 1. Like, they have it like to a science at this point, it feels like. Oh, yeah. I don't feel like it takes that much, which was also one of the things where I was like, that wasn't that hard, right? It was like, but the thing that people don't really talk about is just, and the reason why a lot of people were outraged was because PoE kind of stands on its momentum over the last 13 years, right? Like, one of the reasons it's so prolific, there are so many people love it, is because of its consistency. Like, 3-4 months league, 3-4 months league, and that goes over and over. It almost is like a trance. It's like kind of like a thing you just always do. Like, whenever a new league came out, it's like, oh, by the way, I don't exist in the next 2 weeks, IRL, by the way. I just don't exist, right? And that's just like a constant in your life for a lot of people, right? They take off of work or whatever. And it's kind of like a Christmas, like 3 times a year or whatever. And then that stops. That is not just like unfortunate. It also gets you out of that momentum all of a sudden. And it's going to be interesting to see how many people, like, there's a lot of memes on PoE 1, obviously, on the PoE 1 subreddit. But it's going to be interesting how people are going to react when coming back.
100%. I mean, the teasers are interesting so far. I know people, you know, want a little bit more. It looks like the name is going to be revealed this week. I didn't see that. Yeah? Did you see the teaser from today?
I did. I didn't read it yet, no.
Oh, okay.
But I saw the ping.
Yeah, on the left-hand side, last week, it was like Lorem Ipsum. So everybody was like, oh, you know, there's not going to be any secrets. And now on the left-hand side, Palstron, it says expansion name reveal this week, like in the hidden text on the left-hand side. So everybody's like freaking out. And there's like Zana's petals sitting on the page over top of it. So
it is Zana, you think?
Dude, I buy
watched DreamCore's video. Are you telling me DreamCore would lie to me? Are you telling me?
No, I think DreamCore's right. I think it's Cirrus. Well, actually, he thinks it's the Exile. What was his ultimate conclusion? Somebody in his Discord thought it was Cirrus. I think it's Cirrus. I do.
Yeah.
I think they're going to expand on that character, which everybody loves.
I actually think it's going to be Zana, but I think Cirrus makes... Yeah, I think it's going to be Zana because they want to give the people what they want kind of deal. They're going to take it as their trump card now with the 3.26.
Right.
But I think Cirrus would make more sense. Yeah, I agree with that.
I wonder, do you think she's going to come back as an ally or end up being the antagonist, which is what people have always thought she's going to be like in the lore community, that she's going to be like the big bad of the Atlas, you know? But it looks like there's this originator.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The originator?
Isn't that tragedy usually how these how these epic things go, like Star Wars-ish, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe she's not your father, right? But I mean, still, right? Like that's how it's kind of gonna go. I'm pretty
sure she's basically the father of all the Path of Exile 1 players. Come on, hey, you know, she was alongside us for all those days, which you got at earlier. Like, I think that was really like eloquently put. People were very attached to like Path of Exile 1. I was just talking about it earlier. Dude, Path of Exile 2 is not a game I want to blast right now. Path of Exile 1 is a game that I blast and I would want to blast. I do exactly what you said, man. I just play so hard for 2 to 3 weeks, a stupid amount, you know, all my other free time, you know, probably, you know, less exercise, less family time than I should. And I just play the hell out of that game. I get like 36 challenges. I max out a character and I feel so good. It's so much fun. And then I'm done for a while. I don't feel that way with PoE 2, but I know a lot of people feel that way with PoE 1. And even then, like a lot of content creators, they don't just blast one character like myself or a lot of people. They might blast, you know, okay, I'm going to build this character to this skill to max, and then this skill, then I'm going to, you know, do all this new currency efficient strategy things, all this stuff, right? So it doesn't really end because, like you said, they can do so much with just so little, like, which was shown with Freesia. So there was a lot of buzz around that. I saw that. It was crazy.
I think that the feeling you have, a lot of people have right now, and I think the people who are fine with how PoE 2 is right now are people who play it like 2-3 hours a day, which is probably how most people play it, right? Which I understand. But if you really want to grind it, like 10 hours a day, for me personally, it's very tiring.
There's nothing to do.
Like, well, not just that, but I can't really, like, all successful games that people absolutely know life have very low friction and are very easy to play. Like if you think about RuneScape or WoW or stuff like that, it's like you don't have to think all day. There's like special occasions where you have to think, but otherwise it's just like you're exploding the screen, right? Like a Power Fantasy kind of deal. But in PoE 2, I feel a little bit more on the edge all the time because white monsters are one-shotting you and whatnot. And I feel like that has a lot to do with that. And that has, you never really get the runner's high, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I think I do understand that. I got it a little bit in 0.1 when I finally maxed out my character. Maxed out. God. I made a powerful character. It felt strong. And I did feel pretty darn invincible except for volatile plants, which apparently they're responsible for 50%. Of all player deaths in Endgame, dude.
Really?
They released this. Yeah, they posted it on like on the subreddit. Apparently, they put together this new algorithm that could show what was killing everybody. And volatile plants were like 51.37% of all Endgame death.
That's almost as many people as people that play Lightning Spirit.
that's right around there. I bet it's higher now. I think it was like 53%. But yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. Oh, okay. So the friction, not being able to like play for a long amount of time. You're totally on point with me. Like I averaged out my hours, okay, since the league has started in PoE 2, right? And I've played like 60 hours over the course of the last month and a half, right? And only the first weekend is when I played like a stupid amount. You know, I did the campaign, I got into early end game, and I spent like probably 25 hours doing that. And then it's just been, you know, drip feed all throughout. I also took like a little break there, but when I play, I only play for like, you know, maybe 1.5-2 hours max. And that's not how I play PoE 1. So I think you have a really great point there. Then there's the points of contention that a lot of people have. Is Path of Exile 2 going to become that game, or are grinding your games going for something different? And this is where the whole vision argument comes in, right? Where it's like, Is it going to be more like, you know, your Path of Exile 1, your last Epoch, really every ARPG except No Rest for the Wicked? And I know people are like, oh, is that really an ARPG? We'll call it an ARPG. Is it going to be more like, you know, its predecessor, or is it going to try to do something new? After the backlash, and do you think a lot of the backlash to 0.2 was also because of that, pal? Because a lot of people who blasted it, they quit fast. It was, and I know Last Epoch launched as well, so that definitely contributed. But honestly, if I'm being real, like, it makes sense. I think that would have happened even if Last Epoch wouldn't have launched. They would have gone and played Expedition 33. They would have played a different game. Like, it just, playing at that great amount of time, like you said, it just is tiring. You know, there's not that much depth to the content for a lot of people and everything. So where do you think the future is for PoE2? Because I know you want a future for PoE2. I don't know people actually, like, you had, I think, S-tier thumbnail, Palsteron, for your feedback video on 0.2. PoE 2 out of 10, black.
Dude, people,
black. People don't watch
think
it,
I actually, most people don't even know the meme with PoE 2 out of 10. Okay. I realize that people actually think it's a 2 out of 10.
It's so good. But, they do, because they don't watch your video, bro. I've watched your video twice. It had a lot of good feedback, and I know that you want the game to be good. You know, you don't have a sign-off yet for your channel. I know, right? But you ended on, like, a very, very positive, I think, a positive note of that you just want the game to get better. I want the game to be good. I want it to be fun. I want to enjoy it. It's not PoE 2 out of 10. Screw PoE.
I don't even want the game to be good. I want the game to be, like, I want to wake up. It can't be trashy if it wants to. I just want to wake up and, like, a magnet be drawn towards the PC, right? Like, the same thing that happens to me in, like, PoE week 1, week 2, or even Last Epoch. Any, most ARPG releases, right, where you just, like, you're like, did I already brush my teeth? It doesn't matter. Let's just, you know, that kind of feeling and the feeling, because I want to be good at the game. Like, I love, like, to be knowledgeable about games, but if I don't have that motivation, then I suck at the game because I don't play enough. And then I can't really make content, which is also frustrating. And that's a lot of my enjoyment I get. So yeah, I 100% I want it to succeed, of course. Yeah.
Do you think that they're, so I definitely, do you think that they're going to move in the direction of PoE1 and Last Epoch and everything and remove, I think, the friction from the game that you're talking about, which is the need to, you know, watch out for white mobs, for example, or just powerful monsters and maps at the end of the day, you know, at a lower, quicker, right? Because eventually, when your character becomes uber powerful, that's going to be gone, right? But then there's that whole period before. Do you think that's going to be gone? Do you think they're going to try to get it more in that PoE1 state, or push it more toward the, no, we want you to, you know, pay attention in maps. We want you to watch out for monster attacks. We don't want you to be checked out. What direction do you think they're going to go?
I don't know what they will go. I obviously can't know what they will go. I can't, like, foresee the future. But I personally, like I said, I don't feel like the game is really, I mean, I made the feedback video because I don't even know where to start, but I think the fundamental problem of PoE2 is it misunderstands what makes ARPGs so addictive or, like, fun, which is exploding white monsters. And by making white monsters challenging, you kind of take that layer out, and obviously a lot of people in chat are now going to say, oh, but I'm Lightning Spear, I'm geared out, and I am actually one-shotting every white mob, right? But that's not really what I mean, right? I mean that certain mobs are effortless to give you, like, a power fantasy, and then the contrast of those white mobs that easily explode to those rares and uniques, that is, this contrast is where the fun kicks in, kind of. I don't know how else to explain it better, but...
That makes sense.
I feel like the thinking and the friction they want, they can have in unique boss encounters and stuff like that. But I don't know exactly. I'm honestly not sure where they're going to go, because I'm getting mixed signals for the last year or so. I think they're going to go more into PoE1 Last Epoch direction.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be, like, a massive change.
Right.
And I don't even know if it has to be. I don't know if it has to be fun, right? Like, maybe they find a formula. I'm just kind of, I'm a little bit disheartened by how little they've taken from the PoE1 endgame, for example. I thought PoE1 has a wonderful endgame, and they actually made the early game better than PoE in a lot of ways, right? Like, the gem system is so much better, so much more intuitive, tooltips, right? All of these things are so great, and then you get to endgame, and it feels like there's just a nothingness, right? And obviously you can say, yeah, early access, I get that, but I don't really like the direction they're going in when it comes to endgame.
Right. Okay, I want to touch on that just a moment. But before, I want to go back to the thought about blowing up white monsters, having a real challenge with, you know, blowing up even magic monsters, right? Having a challenge with certain rares and unique bosses, right? I kind of think, at least in the campaign, and I'm playing through it now, pal, so this is pure hearsay, but it's from people I trust, okay? I think that exists kind of in the campaign now after all the changes. Like, okay, there's been all this iteration.
That could definitely be true.
Yeah, I think that, but still, in the end game, like, the problem is, I think it's like almost an all or nothing sort of thing. Like, either your character is like dying to white mobs, magic mobs, rare mobs, and you're just like getting swarmed, right? Or you are blowing everything up, and there's no like, there's not really an, I don't feel like there's an in between a lot of the time. I'm like, with rare mobs, I think many times you're like not looking out for their special attacks or anything. You're watching out for their monster modifiers and everything. And just personally, that's something that I thought would take a backseat in PoE 2. I remember like when I interviewed Jonathan right before Early Access launch, he talked about how white monsters versus rare monsters, they won't just gain rare monster modifiers, but that same monster will gain like a new attack when they're a rare monster that you'll have to watch out for, and it's really cool and flash, and it like it's something you have to pay attention to. I can confidently say I've never seen that in all my time in PoE 2. Like, and that disappoints me because I like that. I would love to see that. Like, exactly as you're saying, eviscerate all these tiny mobs and then there's one that remains, right? And you got to actually spend, 10 seconds, 5 seconds, whatever, fighting it. And you see a cool, flashy ability. But instead, it's usually just like an expanding circle that I'm watching out for, and it explodes. And I'm like, I've seen that a million times.
One thing you said there, I fundamentally disagree with their assessment that slow equals methodical, right? I feel like if you're faster, you actually get a lot more control in a lot of ways. If you have a good ratio of your speed versus enemy speed, I don't think it matters how slow you are. It just the difference matters, right? Hmm. That's literally all that matters. Yeah. And it just feels to me like currently I don't feel very powerful while going through a map. I mean, obviously, there's like the whirling slash exploit. Everybody does it, right? Just whirling around, right? Yeah. But if you're just walking, it doesn't feel like I'm really doing something. Like, I'm just playing PoE1 again, and I'm shield charging through a map, and I just feel like a force. I feel like I'm a machine, right? And in PoE2, I feel like I'm like gardening or something. I don't know. Like, it's just not the same. I don't know.
I think you're right on the differential. I think they did. They've done some good stuff in the campaign, but again, it's like the end game where it's all messed up, dude. Where it's in maps, where the differential is super off, and a lot of these monsters are designed with normal speeds in mind, and then they get like speed buffs and crap, and then they just are so out of whack compared to the player. I did, what was it, last week? I did Trial of the Sekhma Floor 4 on my Huntress, and when you get some speed buffs in there, like Hare's Foot and everything, I'm almost starting to feel all of a sudden
it feels so different.
Right. It feels very different, man.
Did you see the Chris Wilson, where Chris Wilson was voicing and he was showing off the Huntress? I think it was, it must have been like 4 years ago or something.
2021.
That speed, like even without the Quicksilver Flask, I was like, dude, this looks like something I would want to play, right? Yeah. And it's I know it sounds so weird to say that speed matters that much. It's less about like efficiency or whatever, right? Because you can always adjust that, right? But it's just about how I feel. Like, I feel like a force. I feel like I'm a moving object. I'm an immovable object, yeah, basically. So, I don't know. Something about the speed in PoE 2 kind of puts me off. Like, even before, you have like the horsey, right? Or whatever. I don't know. Right. It's hard for me to voice. It's also not my place to really say what's wrong with PoE2. It's just that currently in its current state, I don't have that much fun with it. That's my big ref. That's about it.
No, I think a lot of people share that sentiment with you, and I think you said it's not your place. I feel like we can all talk about it. Like, I feel like I was, especially around 0.1, I was like so, you know, hyped up on everything. Especially like the first week, I fought against everybody who was like, actually, endgame is ass and everything. And I wasn't even an endgame, and I was already like combating it. And then I got there, saw problems and everything. It kind of opened my eyes a little bit more. I feel like now is the perfect time to like voice what we think is wrong and what solutions are. And then it's the dev's job to do what GGG has done best for so freaking long. I swear. I mean, looking at their history and being a player PoE1 for like 6 years, they usually, I think, do a good job of filtering in the good and throwing out the bad. Yeah. right? So that is what we must entrust them with. We have to throw all this stuff at them. I think sometimes in a different manner than some of my, you know, content creator brethren, but I'm sure they're used to it by now. We just have to give them this feedback and they just have to make changes accordingly. I will give them props for PoE 2. We'll see with PoE 1. This feels, 0.2 feels far more like early access as I envisioned it, this patch, because they're doing like weekly patches with gameplay updates, quality of life, everything. The only thing that's missing are balance changes, man. And I know you got effed over in 0.1 with your builds like three or four times in a row where you got affected by the nerfs. Are you also in agreement that maybe they should maybe look to do some mid-league balance touch-ups? And not maybe huge drastic like nerfs or changes, but just if you play like Dota 2, I threw out this idea a while ago, but like minute changes, like, oh, let's do a 5% increase here, a 10% there, oh, a dip there a little bit. Not like crazy buffs, but...
I think their philosophy, I remember watching this in Chris Wilson's talk, I think. He talked about he doesn't like doing these small changes because people who stopped playing when they come back won't read it in the big patch notes, so they don't even know it happened kind of deal. So maybe that's in there, but also I'm not... So this is going to be a little bit controversial because I do builds and stuff like that, but I don't know if it's actually bad for PoE2 right now to just have one OP build. I don't know if it actually matters. Like if it gets people to play and feel OP and that one build feels good for people and they're going to put in more hours, have more feedback, right? Obviously, you could argue if they nerf it, people are going to play more archetypes and then maybe they're going to figure out new stuff that's wrong or whatever, but I don't actually know that. Like when it comes to concerns about PoE2, balancing is always a temporary issue, right? Which is like so down the line for me in terms of what my problems are with the game. I don't know if it actually matters. I know it matters for the people in the game right now, but it's like, I don't know if that matters in the grand scheme of things.
And I'm not sure. That's so interesting, pal, because, okay, I'm putting myself in game dev shoes right now. And this might sound like horribly mean to the game devs, but okay. I work on a game for 6 years, right? All right. What do I do during those 6 years? I work on all of those fundamental design flaws. I get all those in good places, you know, okay, we got all the core systems down. People are going to love this. Let's unveil it and really sit into early access so we can fine tune everything and touch all the, you know, the finer thing, like, okay, the balancing of lightning spear, the balancing drop rate of, you know, all this stuff. And then people like have huge problems with the fundamentals of the game. It's like, and the thing is too, to your point, pal, they don't seem like set on the fundamentals either, which is kind of shocking to me. Like you said, you were getting mixed signals the past year. I've talked to some people like Kel Tarak. He says he has a clear vision. He sees like the clear vision for the game. As someone who has been hyped up on the PoE2 Coke for like 5 years, I don't right now. Like I see mixed signals. I totally agree with you. I see like everything they said from 2019 onward and then everything that's been done December 6, 2024 to now. And it goes like this. Like it does not compute. Yeah. So I get that. I do. You know?
Yeah, I don't really know much behind the scenes, right? I don't like speculating about those kind of things. It always ends at, oh, Jonathan bad, Mark good. And oh my god, Jonathan's vision is destroying the game. And then people are starting to speculate about what's going on behind the scenes, and it's like it's just so worthless at the end of the day because it doesn't change anything. No. And I fuel into it sometimes as well because there's a lot of memes on Twitch, obviously, like emotes and whatnot. It's funny, right? Cool. But at the end of the day, is it going to matter? No, it's not going to matter. Just make a game that most people enjoy and all of that goes away, right?
Right. All right. Yeah, I think we agree. We agree on the conclusion there. Okay. Okay. Whoa, I wanted to return to something. Oh, the end game. Okay, one last thing on PoE2. The end game of Path of Exile 2, pal. Okay, so it obviously did not take a lot of inspiration from Path of Exile 1. Let's be real with that. I know you don't want to speculate as to why, but why is it different just to be different? And yes, everybody in the chat, we know that they did it in 6 to 7 months, okay? But the point is, if you haven't played PoE 1, the endgame is pretty gold, okay? Right? Like, when I went back to play for Frisia, pal, the one thing I immediately noticed is all the cool, like, interactions that occur right when you get to endgame. And I know it's early access, right? But just the mixing of the encounters and how you can reliably get that mixture. That's what you can't get in PoE 2. It's all random. And I don't like that. Or you rely on towers. Don't like that. In PoE 1, you just know that, all right, I'm going to go on this map and there's a really good chance that I'm going to get a betrayal encounter and then a blight. And, oh, there's going to be an abyss here. And, oh, there's two essences that pop up in a breach. And it felt so cool. And I know it was extra juice due to the idols. But I love that feeling. And I'm shocked they didn't go for the replication in PoE 2.
I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because they want to avoid comparisons to PoE 1. And they don't want to... Whenever they introduce something in PoE 2, now everybody wants it also in PoE 1 kind of deal. But then again, like, they took all of the lead mechanics up to Wisps were all PoE 1. All PoE 1 mechanics. And this is where I'm always confused when people push back onto that narrative to me. They tell me, kind of like, no, pal, they want to be different than PoE 1. It's like, dude, do you realize how much is the same? Like, I feel like those people have never played PoE 1. It's like the currencies are called the same. The areas are sometimes called the same. Some of the monsters are called the same. Like, there's so much. Like, the characters are called the same. It is so similar. And then some of the most standout things, like, for example, endgame is different. And if in my mind, if I had to scrap together an endgame quickie, like they said, right?
Yeah.
I would, that's the first thing I would do, right? I would take as a kind of placeholder or whatever, which, I don't know. It's, I'm gonna be honest, you're not gonna get much out of me because I absolutely, I dislike PoE 2 endgame to the core, to like how it looks, how it feels, how it has no progression. I don't like it. I think it needs to be, like, scraped straight up.
Dang, fiery. No, and good thing Grindiger Games is kind of known for, at least in PoE 1, from 2019 to 2023, scraping the endgame and, like, just completely revamping everything.
That's what they do.
Right, they do that, and they do it well. So when that becomes a focus.
Extremely well.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when that becomes a and we know, you know, we got some people who are some endgame pros on the dev team too. So I think they are aware of how a lot of people feel about the endgame, and I know they made a lot of changes in 0.2, but as you said, it didn't change the fundamentals of it. And I think there's quite a good chunk of room for improvement, especially with like the progression. That's the one, that's the big thing I have a qualm with personally. I don't like how RNG-based everything is. And, you know, I'm guessing we agree on that. It's just everything just feels so random.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that content should be that way. Like, that's where they struck gold with PoE 1 with the Atlas passive skill tree and being able to carve your own endgame. Man, that is so cool. Like, avoid everything you don't like. Spec into things you do like. And I know PoE 2 doesn't have the breadth of content presently. But you can just scale that down. I don't think people would get too pissy about that. I've seen some like speculation about, oh, they want the randomness so people are forced to interact with the mechanics and they're testing out things. Eh. I think that's a little fun. That's a stretch even for me, guy.
I think that's a little bit of a stretch, yeah.
Okay.
Like it starts at agency, right? Like you have no agency.
Right.
Like,
I think that's a big thing.
You start off, like you don't, the regions you want to go in are predetermined, right? There's no currency to, for example, change it. I said, for example, maybe change, like maybe make a Orb of Horizon, like a PoE 1, right? Where you can apply it to map and it rerolls the map. But then would that really work with like the whole system? I'm not 100% sure, but then towers and whatnot. I just think like the top-down view, it looks ugly. Like I looked at the Atlas in PoE 1 the other day. It's so nice, right? I don't know how to describe it. I don't know. Like, the experience is just not something I enjoy. But maybe if they remove some of the friction, like, there's so many clicks. I don't know if you notice, coming from PoE 1 to PoE 2, Like you have to like put it in there and then you have to click again. It always feels like everything you do, you have one click too much. Mm. And you notice it when you start playing the same thing over and over and over. Like once you get into that mode, maybe if that actually gets a little bit better, maybe the whole experience gets better. I'm not sure, man. I really don't like the PoE2 end game right now.
Well, yeah. I think it all kind of, to close out like the Path of Exile 2 discussion for a little bit, I think it all kind of rolls up to the way that everyone is playing the game, and everybody's playing it in so many different ways. I think Path of Exile 1 for a long time, like, it found its way to be played, and a lot of people play it in that hyper blasting, you know, grinding mindset. And with Path of Exile 2, it drew in, I think, a lot of new audience who play it very differently. And then, you know, someone like myself who blasts Path of Exile 1, I haven't been blasting Path of Exile 2, but if you do, like you just said, everything just adds up. If you sit there for like a 6-hour session and it's just not smooth, like it, which last question for you, pal, do you think Grinding Gear Games made a mistake not rebranding Path of Exile 2? Be like a different named game, you know, went a little bit crazier with differences from PoE1 and really tried to make something that was maybe more in the vein of No Rest for the Wicked with that Path of Exile spin on it.
Because I don't think that's what they want.
You don't think that
Jonathan
think
even said in one of their said in one of the interviews he didn't like No Rest for the Wicked.
He did not like it.
If I remember correctly.
He thought it was like too short. He was like left unsatisfied.
Yeah, but I feel like he had a throwaway comment where he also said he didn't like the gameplay. I'm not 100% sure. I don't think they want this to be not PoE. Right. I think they want it to be PoE in spirit. And I don't know, like you have to be able to compare it to PoE1 because that's what we have. It's like, and it's not like it just gets compared to PoE1 because it's PoE2 and it's the same studio. Any RPG coming out right now gets compared to PoE1. Yep. Like, for example, this is a mean comment, but Last Epoch, right? When it first came out, what was the predominant game? PoE1, right? It like felt stale very quickly because the end game wasn't enough. Now, on the second go around, I'm not going to lie. Obviously, Last Epoch got a little bit extra content, but it still dropped off pretty fast. Like, honestly, I didn't feel like it got extremely better. Like, maybe like 20, 30%. I'm not going to say I enjoyed the game. But the reason people received it better is because now it compares to PoE2.
Right.
But maybe I'm just making it up, but what I'm trying to say is everything gets compared to PoE1, right? Like, everything that comes out. It's not just because it's PoE2 and the evil PoE1 community, whatever. Every RPG gets compared to that. It's kind of like, it reminds me of, remember when Baldur's Gate 3 came out and there was these, like, gaming journalists that said, you shouldn't expect this kind of quality from other studios. Yes. It's unrealistic, right? That's the same thing, and everybody was, like, up in arms, was like, you can't say that. The players decide that. It's the same with PoE1. It's like the standard has been set. There are certain rules that PoE1 made over the last decade or so by carrying the RPG genre on its back that are just kind of there that people expect. That doesn't mean that those can't be unwound over time. And maybe a lot of people will appreciate it over time. But it's very normal to have like a first sort of like pushback.
Yeah.
IMO.
No, I think you're totally right, especially on like the Last Epoch comment. I think that Path of Exile.
I mean, I'm sorry, it's mean, right? Like, I just to say that I enjoy Last Epoch, but I don't feel like it got like as much better as a lot of people are implying. That's just, I think it's a comparison thing, but yeah, I'm not sure.
I personally felt so bad, pal, because I bounced from that game very fast. I got to endgame, and I just didn't enjoy it. And I know I'm going to get a ton of shit. I got so much shit for it. But because it's like, oh, you interviewed the developers and this is what you repay them with? I'm like, guys, chill. I'm not having fun. Like, I'm just going to bounce, guys. But no, you're right that it also got that boost because, like, the whole Path of Exile 2 comparison and the Exodus and everything. And yeah, Path of Exile 1 is the standard for RPGs. I don't see people comparing Last Epoch or any other RPG to, like, Diablo 4, right?
I was thinking about this the other day. Yeah. Like, I was thinking about this. So I started with D3, I think, in 2013 or 2012 or whatever. Okay. That was my first I mean, I played Titan Quest, but my first like online experience in ARPGs. And then I was like, I'm done with this game. It's not like, okay, it's kind of over. And I swapped to PoE, and it took me like 2 tries, and then I was into PoE. And I'm just thinking, would I still be playing ARPGs if it wasn't for PoE 1 in the last decade? Like, think about what came out other than D4 and D3 expansions. Like, just think about it. Like, would you still be playing ARPGs? I'm not sure I would. Yeah. It's kind of like the new D2 for this generation, right? Like, and I guess GDG is trying to make the next step, but that's a big leap, right? Like, that's a huge... Because they had to beat, like, D3 at the time, but now they have to beat PoE... Not beat PoE1, right? They want to kind of, like, ping-pong it around.
Yeah.
But we'll see about that. But yeah, it's interesting because I think the comparison is very natural. It's a very natural comparison.
Yeah. No, that's crazy. Yeah, the competition is themselves, and the competition is way fiercer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Than before. Oh, and it's not like I wasn't around really for like Diablo 3, but the reception was pretty, you know, poor when Path of Exile started getting steam, right? Like with the Crypt stuff, like Crypt hopped over after beating what hardcore Diablo 3, and then he's like the best player, and he hops to PoE. He's like, well, this is way better. D3,
yeah,
you know, and
yeah, PoE was, I mean, PoE was very shitty at the start. Don't get me wrong; it was like absolute cancer. Like trying to whirling blade around and like desync all the time. It was like it took a lot of time to be what it is today, right? So yeah,
you used to have to macro right for desync, like /OOS/OOS.
I mean, just I don't know, like play at the right times, I guess. I'm not sure.
God,
like
yeah.
That was the EU experience.
And the thing is, too, if they're I don't think they're trying to, personally, this is my opinion, I don't think they're trying to phase out Path of Exile 1. I think they effed up, they realized they effed up, and they're going to have to do a hell of a lot to like earn back community trust. But they're also trying to release, you know, PoE 2 during arguably... like the heyday of PoE1, Settlers, rest in peace, hopefully. That was the biggest Path of Exile 1 expansion of all time, right?
It was
like,
huge, yeah.
It's like, right. So it's not like Diablo 3 where it was kind of like, oh, people are off on D3, let's release PoE. It's got titanic competition, right?
I think they definitely realized that they screwed up. Oh. And like just making Freesia in that short of a time span, like what was it, 2.5 weeks, and all of a sudden we have like Freesia after that video that like where they're like, we can't do PoE1. I mean, they definitely care and they definitely know. And I'll even go further. I think the next league is going to be absolutely huge because they do understand, right? Like I do think that very much. And I think they're going to even overcompensate in a lot of ways. Like I always talk about this. They have like this pocket of concessions that they have, they can just throw out whenever it's like, I don't know, some QL stuff that they haven't implemented in 10 years.
Breach Splinters.
And that's going to happen. IMO, that's going to happen.
Do you think that, Breach Splinters, the suck has to happen in PoE1 too? Yeah.
I mean, would be cool. Would be really nice.
Dude, there's no way they don't add it to Path of Exile 1. Oh my god. That'd be crazy if they didn't, man. Oh.
Would be nice.
What okay, let's talk a little bit about 3.26. Concessions. I'm sure this is like a video topic that you might have, that you might want to release, you know, to speculate. Do you have maybe like one that you think might occur that people have been just asking for years in PoE1? They're like, all right, break it out, let's do it.
I don't know about for years, but I think they will rework tier 17s quite significantly. I think they will bridge the gap a little bit to tier 16s, most likely.
Okay.
And I think they're going to, I don't have anything in other than that in mind, but it's going to be a huge patch. One thing I do think about a lot though is I think quite a few PoE2 players are going to try PoE1 for the first time, and I wonder first how is their experience going to be, because I feel like PoE2 is a really good tutorial for PoE1 because you get all those tooltips and you already have like semi an idea of what the systems are. And I also wonder how the feedback from the PoE2 community, like people who played PoE2 for the first time and it was their introduction to RPGs, how the feedback will change after trying out PoE1 as well. So
do you think they're going to get addicted to the dopamine burst, you know, of PoE 1?
Depends on how they play it. Like you said earlier, yeah. I think that PoE 2 does suit itself very well to somebody who is maybe looking for more of like a single player experience, who just likes to play through the campaign, right? Play a little bit of endgame, 2 hours here, 2 hours there. But I think if you have people who are like have a very grindy mindset, and I also see a lot of creators, right, who are clearly blasters who play like 14 hours a day, who are like speedrunning. I've never heard of them before. They're like, this is my first RPG. I think those people are going to be like not existing in the next 2 months if they try PoE1 personally.
No, I think you're right. I personally think, I know you said you don't know how people are like going to receive it or how many people are going to return. I think it's going to be the biggest Path of Exile 1 league because mm-hmm. of that reason. I think a lot of people, it's free to play. I think a lot of these people who bought PoE2 are just going to at least log in on launch day because they're starting mm-hmm. early with these little missives and everything. I think it's going to have a huge marketing push. But they're going to do supporter packs. I think they're going to go all in and they're going to try to get as many people on board as possible. So I think it's going to break like the concurrence of Kelgar. And you're so right. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so interesting to see like if a lot of these PoE2 players, like PoE2 only players, make it to PoE1 endgame and get a taste. Like just see, man, I have so many of my friends, like I convinced them to try PoE2 after desperately trying for years to get them to play PoE1 and they finally did it and they love PoE2.
Yeah.
And they love it. And I'm like, just try PoE1 because it's just as good. And in some ways it's a lot better. Like give it a go. And I'd love to be able to chat with them about feedback, but I think I'll just be reading a lot of Reddit threads.
PoE2 is absolutely huge for new player experience because the difficulty doesn't matter for a new player because they have no like context how hard ARPGs are usually. What are ARPGs, right? They're not jaded in any way. So that doesn't matter to them, right? Yep. But like all the tooltips and the explanations are infinitely better than in PoE1. Like you said, I also tried to get a lot of people over time into PoE and it's like impossible. And I think PoE2 is a pretty good tutorial for PoE1. Whether people are going to like PoE1 or not is going to depend on their type of, I don't know, like how they like to play. Yeah. But I think there's going to be a ton of PoE2 players trying it for the first time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it also transforms people because I was never a blaster until I played PoE1, dude. And then, like, I never played a game like that. Like, I was, like I said, like a Guild Wars 2 player. I played Dota 2. And then I just became a blaster starting in Metamorph League. What a league. And picking up organs. Oh, yeah.
Picking up organs, yeah.
Those are the days, dude. Oh, my God. Yeah. I can feel
my hand. They fixed it relatively quickly, though, right? Like 1.5 weeks or something, I think.
I think it was a week, right?
Yeah.
Man, I was already deep in the endgame, bro. You know? I already had all those challenges. Man, such a long time ago thinking about that. That's crazy. Okay. Path of Exile 1. Any more stuff? Okay, do you think we're going to get a boss? Do you think Mark is cooking?
I think there's a good chance we're not going to have Exarch Eater anymore, yeah.
Ooh. You think they'll go... okay, so they're going to try to impress us. They're going to try to wow us, right? Okay, they really want to win some of that back. I think it's going to be a situation where it's like, oh, you know, we expected... or we fought 3, but we never expected another 4. Some shit like that where they're just like upping the ante.
They're like, I have no idea. Maybe like Kalandra or something. I don't know. Maybe Dude, Kalandra V2. Please? Actually, she wasn't the bird or fish or whatever. Please. Like, what is it? Is
She's
it
like
fish
a bird.
Or bird?
She's a bird. She's a bird. Yeah. But we never
Who
fought
said
her.
Fish the other day.
No, she's not a fish. What?
No.
Chat, somebody correct us.
Who baited me?
Who, oh somebody baited you. Somebody was taught. I saw some speculation, and that was in Dream Course video too. Like, the note is Krillson, and the originator is. Is Chris
Oh,
Wilson.
It was Dream Corps.
Was it Dream
That's
Corps
who it was.
You?
Dream Corps. Are you in chat? It was Dream Corps, wasn't it?
He totally baited
you. I think I watched a Dream Corps video.
Kalandra's not
again.
A fish. No way.
Oh, my God. Insane.
So I think if we get, like, if we fight Zana, I mean, that's going to be super cool. The originator of, it seems like a new character. I wonder if they'll do, I saw some people speculating it might be, like, Synthesis V2, which would be funny. Mm. Pal, because then we'd also get kind of the Path of Exile 2 and Last Epoch Endgame back in POE 1, which you'd be a huge fan of with the little, you know, the
Can
memory.
Can I just ask, were you pulling those ideas from? Did we see anything from the, like, the snarkles that would imply Synthesis
no.
V2?
No, well, only as, like, the Shaper-Venarius connection.
Oh,
like, people
interesting.
Are trying... Deep rabbit holes, man. Deep rabbit holes. Mm. So. Mm.
Interesting. Would be cool. I did like the memory game. It didn't really make it into the game, but that would be cool. Yeah. I do agree.
Yeah. Dreamcore says he didn't even mention Kalandra in his video. So you are falsely attacking him.
Fair enough. Okay. One time it wasn't Dreamcore. All right. Fine.
All
fine,
right.
Fine.
All right. Yeah, I also saw some speculation that, yes, it's going to be a big league, but it might be like a legacy sort of league. I don't think there's a chance. I think they're going like new content for this one. I think that they've been working on it for the past like probably month and a half or so. And it's going to be new stuff.
They might take some assets from POE 2. Right. Like I think they did that for Settlers, right? If they need bosses, that would probably be a good idea, and then maybe even tie it into Act 5, Act 6. I think there's a good chance for that, right? Because if they actually want to replace either Exarch, I think art assets, that stuff takes a lot of time, right? Like, that eats up a lot of development time, so I'm not sure if they could have just, like, stomped that out in, like, a month. Maybe they could. But that would be cool as well, if they kind of tie it towards Act 4, 5, 6 or something.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe they just pull something from deep within their treasure trove. Of all their their thousands of art assets and everything. It's gonna be exciting, and we get the name this week. I'm pretty hyped for it. Let's see, pal man, we chatted a lot about POE 2. Okay, I wanna close out the pod on like a positive. Let's see if we can do a positive note. Let's see. Path of Exile 1 players, pal. Do you think
brats?
What
you mean?
Okay, what do you think the path forward is for? Obviously, there's two ends of the Path of Exile community. I feel like there's, you know, the Path of Exile one faithful, right, who really, really, really want a Path of Exile 1 expansion, and I think some of these people, they don't really care at all about POE 2. And then I think on the other end, there's the Path of Exile 2 believers, we'll call them, so we don't give repeat names, who only care about Path of Exile 2, and they think that GGG should cancel Path of Exile 1. And then I think you got 80% in the middle, maybe even more than 80% in the middle, honestly, of like people who either don't care, they like both games, everything. But I feel like either side's message is blasted to like the top of social media, clipped in videos, all this stuff. And I feel like it further radicalizes either side, and it slowly like shifts people in the middle to either end of the poll. What if there is a solution?
You could argue that's what online discourse does. Sure.
I know. Yeah. This is I'm literally describing like politics everywhere, literally everywhere. But this is something I've been grappling with as of late. So I'm curious from your point of view, pal. What do you think, like a not solution, but what do you think people can do to discourage this sort of like attitude? If you think maybe you like this sort of thing, I don't know. What do you think people can do, like me, you?
You're
people
asking
watching.
Me how to de-radicalize the internet, really? Me? You think
just
like
our little
philosophers have failed, but this Palstrong guy is going to find a solution for radicalization online?
Dude, you have ways with words. What can I say?
That's wild. You have a lot of trust.
Okay, in our little Path of Exile community, what do you think? Do you think anything can be done? Because I feel like I have a voice. I feel like you have a voice. I think a lot of people, like, you know, listen to you. They listen to a lot of other creators in the community. And I do think that we can make a difference. Like, and it's not just people. Like, the devs obviously, like, listen to us as well. Like, they... Even if they do things, you know, people disagree with, I think they still talk to us, right? And they listen. So do you think there's anything that we can do to encourage like that to happen more, to foster community discussion instead of like people yelling at each other? Because I feel like
I don't think we can. I don't think we can, because I think personally people are looking for drama, right? Like they want content, they want entertainment. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. It's just... Okay. Like everybody has their voice, and that's okay. Some people, and this is also a thing, right? Like some people have a better way with their criticism. Some people are very snarky. Some people are assholes about it, right? And if you want to take the criticism as GGG, you have to kind of filter through that.
Yeah,
it just kind of is what it is. I think you can obviously like reinforce positive behavior on your own.
Yeah,
but I mean, like, watch the news. What stories are going to remember? Like the negative ones, most likely. It is what it is, right? It does sell. I don't know. As a creator, you can just kind of be like, I see it very internal. I don't try to, before I make a video, I don't try to gauge what other people think. That's the biggest one. It's kind of like the deal where, you know, a lot of musicians always say they don't like to listen to too much music, so they don't internally copy it accidentally because they heard it and then they kind of iterate upon it and they're plagiarizing or whatever. I tried to do that, but other than that, yeah, it's just a lot of loud voices. I think what's going to happen is the PoE2 criticism is going to get a lot more streamlined. I think right now there's like three camps, PoE2 players, the people who enjoy it, the people who are lukewarm on it but want it to succeed, and the people who will never like it no matter what.
Mm.
And a lot of the most deranged voices when it comes to that part are going to fade away over time. It's just kind of like a shedding right now of those people. And what's going to be left is people who want the game to succeed, but who are still going to be very vocal, but maybe a little bit less in the extreme. So I think that will happen over time.
Yeah.
But I think that's just how it is, man. Yeah. I think that's just how it is.
Ah, I think that's a fair assessment, dude. Especially if GGG get their act together and they start releasing those Path of Exile 1 expansions every 3 to 4 months. Right? Right? It's going to happen. Totally.
I don't know. Like, I don't even know if that's necessary. I think so. I think that, like, I could have done with anything but 11 months, right? For example. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
I'm like...
Pal, you're not coping with the 6-month expansions now, are you? Uh-oh. Here we go. We have to aim for the stars.
I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah.
I think they do care about the PoE1 community. Yeah. I actually think after the Jonathan video, I'm not sure if they understand how, like, I was looking back, like how crazy successful they were and how they kind of dropped the ball on this. I feel like they already had in mind to transition into PoE2 and leave PoE1 kind of on the wayside. I don't know if they actually realized what a crazy impact PoE1 had on the ARPG scene and how, like, It almost feels like most people are more of a fan of PoE1 than they are right now, which is a little bit awkward. But yeah,
I see people like saying that when they like listen to, for example, like Jonathan talk about the game. Like he always talks about it, like, oh, this was a mistake. Oh, this got out of line. So on and so forth. All those sort of things. I'm guessing that comes from the fact that I'm guessing he's not really involved with PoE1 at all and hasn't been for many years. It's like the other team.
Either that. Or honestly, like, if you're on a project for that long, maybe you just get tired of it, right? You just grow tired of it. You don't want to work on it for that long. And I also understand that. It's just,
Right. It's like, you know, Rory, Hirishi, people who departed and everything. On that front, though, so I was going to end the pod, but now I'm curious because you said this, so I want to ask you about it. As long as you don't have to hop. It might just be another few minutes. You okay?
No, I'm good.
Okay. I know, Pal's an absolute champ. It's very late where Pal Strawn is, guys. So give him a big shout out in chat. He's a madman. Oh. Thank you.
I'm on gaming hours again. It's fun.
Okay. You mentioned they might have had in their heads the idea of phasing out Path of Exile 1. Do you think that that's something, do you legitimately think that's kind of what they want to do? I'm talking maybe like 3 to 5 years. You do think that that's what they want to do? Like Diablo 3 style.
I personally always thought that. I thought when Chris Wilson talked about like they want to do like a 4-month hop, like release PoE2, 2 months later release PoE1, 2 months later release PoE2. I think that's too much ARPG for most people, and that's just like exhausting, and I don't even know how they would ever manage that. They would have to have actually two distinct, like they would have to, like, I don't know, expand the people that they have on the team for sure, and that might water things down and whatnot. So I was always of the opinion that they're going to phase out PoE1. I was just surprised at how fast it felt like they wanted to do it.
Right.
And I almost wonder if there wasn't as much pushback to Jonathan's video, if they would have tried that immediately. I'm not 100% sure. Okay. I just don't think there is, like, they can coexist, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but I don't think PoE1 is going to stick around for like another 5-6 years. I really
interesting
don't.
Okay, this is me being the optimist again, pal, because I honestly, even in like their current forms of PoE2, even if it goes in the more PoE1 direction, I do still feel personally like they could coexist, but I am with you that they would need to scale up drastically. It might change the way that they act as a company. Like, it's super ambitious. No one's been able to do it. You know,
they have to have double as much creative output as well, like double as many bosses, ideas. Like, I mean, I just can't see it, honestly. I just can't see it, man. Personally.
Okay. All right. Remind me 6 years. We will revisit this conversation.
I think, like, by the way, I feel like a lot of people are kind of feeling that, and maybe that's also one thing why they really want PoE2 to be good, or the good that they feel like would be good for them, because they kind of notice that, the shift of their attention, obviously, and they want to at least have a game remaining to be played kind of deal, if you know what I mean.
No, that does make sense. Man, if that's a sentence, that sucks, because I'll be honest, pal. Like, when I read people saying that, I haven't like heard you say that in any of your videos or anything. I haven't heard that a lot. I never really thought that was I'm being straight up honest. I never thought that was like a real possibility. I always saw that this was, maybe I'm like a very believing, like trusting individual. It like said, yeah, we obviously effed up. This is not what we wanted at all. And maybe I'm not seeing them as, it's all literally all speculation, right? I mean,
I don't know.
But it's possible. It is possible. And I just like to believe. Yeah. I like to believe. I think if, like, I'll just say a bigger gaming company who has maybe made a lot of these decisions in the past, I would totally be, you know, a pessimist. But I'm still an optimist when it comes to GGG, even though they, you know, they screwed up when it comes to Path of Exile 1 for the past, like, year. So, yeah.
There's quite a bit of people leaving, right? Like
Rishi,
Rory. Rishi. So the more people that are attached to PoE1 leaving, the more of a possibility that might be in the future, right? So I'm not saying it's going to happen immediately or it's even going to happen. I'm just not sure, because right now they're kind of like all hands on board on PoE1, all hands on board on PoE2 kind of deal. So I don't know how that's going to work. Like, it's already, like, it's only going to get more and more stressful, I feel like. I know some people say the exact opposite. They're basically like, no. They're in early access right now. They're very like busy right now. And once that settles, it's going to be easier. But I'm not sure about that, because right now they can kind of just like freestyle release. Once that 3 to 4 months for both games is settled in, I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's a very specific cadence you have to hit. And a good chunk of the team, right? We talked about this, I think, on our first chat. I'm having deja vu right now. They are so used to cooking behind the scenes. You know, they've been in the dark for 5 years. You know, I know a lot of people are cross-functional and they worked a little bit on PoE1, but a lot of these people, like, they didn't feel that pressure, that fire under their butts, like, oh, we need to get this out in the next 3 months. It's not it's coming out in 2024, 2025, right? So it's a different environment. As someone who works like sometimes on a sprint schedule, like, it, you definitely feel it when you have a timer and you have to hit your goal by the end of the timer. Totally get that. It's a very fair point.
For sure.
Okay, pal. Well, I've kept you long. Wow. Much longer than I anticipated, man. Thank you so much for hopping on the podcast, dude. And man, I hope things do get better, and I hope we get a banger Path of Exile 1 expansion. I really do.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. And I'm pretty sure we will. Maybe I'm coping, but I think we will.
No, I don't think you're on the high grade copium, man. I think it's gonna be real. I think they wouldn't do these crazy Atlas teasers if they didn't have something wild behind the scenes. All right, everybody, make sure you go check out Palstron on his Twitch channel, his YouTube channel, and everything else. He's a great guy, and I really appreciate the talk, man. It was a good one.
See you, man.
All right, see you, pal. Bye. Thanks, Chad.